Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
True friends can keep it real with each other. Am I an a-hole? Am I a huge jerk? Just be completely honest with me. If you purposely avoid seeing acquaintances, friends, people you know in public so you don't have to do small talk with them and chat about the weather, does that make you a jerk? Is that rude? 855-444-MEGA. If you purposely avoid people, like over the top avoid seeing them in public, regular everyday thing, you've done this before too, you will do this, or Brett, like, you're being dramatic and ridiculous, be honest. 855-444-6342. I was at the grocery store the other day, saw someone I know, friendly with this person. Definitely, if we see each other in an aisle, we have to, it's not like someone like, oh, it's good to see you. We are going to stop down and have a conversation. And when I saw them in the aisle, I like James Bonded it. I turned my back. I spun around. I went down aisles I didn't need to go down. When they were at the checkout line, I held back from checking out.
Oh my gosh.
I went out of my way
to avoid
this conversation. I just didn't think I had this. I just didn't have it in me to small talk it up. Does that make me a huge jerk?
Honestly, to me, yeah. Like, I think all those extremes that you had to go to not talk to this person was so extra. Like, why not just have a short 45-minute conversation? And if you don't want to talk... 45 minutes is short for
that
me.
That was a Freudian slip. That was real life. Why can't you just have a 40... Because that's what it is. It's a 45-minute conversation about the weather.
No, just tell them, like, hey, sorry, I can't... You know, really chat right now.
It's never like that.
You never say that.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, man, what do you think?
Well, you should start. It's more awkward to avoid them than just to say something.
Is it, though?
No, yes.
You got to do like, oh, it's, you know, though, it's unusually hot for the fall. Like, come on. Like, I don't need to do this.
I don't think you're rude at all.
No, I don't either.
I've done it before. I think you would have been roped into a really long conversation.
And you don't know that.
If you didn't want to be in the long conversation, you would have had to come up with a lie to get out of it anyway, which is also
better than coming up with one lie than 30 obstacles to try and avoid this person. I think it's more stressful to avoid them.
Part of that was the fun. I felt like a secret agent.
But even at work, haven't you taken a different route? Like, you know,
yes,
like,
Kevin, like, I have, you jerk.
You're just like, hey, I don't, so and so is in their office. I'm going to go this way.
I have
so
gone
I can
the
totally
long
avoid.
Way. Yes,
I think we all have at some time because you're just like, I'm just not feeling it today. I don't want to.
Sometimes you don't have the energy, and that is okay.
The confession is it's AB. AB and I lived down the street from each other. It was AB.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh my gosh.
But now I would have been rude.
Yeah, now
that
you
would have been rude because you could have been like, I'm tired. I'll see you tomorrow.
No,
like,
you said that wouldn't work when I said that
wouldn't have been a lie. But I would have been like, yeah, I'm sure you are.
But see, that's the point though too. If you really are close to the person, you won't avoid them. You're like, oh, it's so and so, not a big deal. I can tell them I'm not.
Oh,
in mood
so you
or
just
whatever.
Get to pick and choose.
You
so if
do.
I'm avoided,
that's right.
Then that means you don't like me.
Well, no, it means that we don't have that close of a.
We're
connection.
Not close enough to be so honest. Like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
All right. Who's right? Has Hannah got a point? I think Hannah's starting to really point out the inaccuracies in your guys' argument here. I hate to admit it. 855-444-MEGA. Is it rude to see someone in public and then avoid them? Am I the only person who's ever done this? Has anyone else done this recently? 855-444-6342. Just be honest. We're friends. We're tight. We can be honest with your closest people. Am I a huge jerk or not? I had seen someone at a grocery store that I knew that I'm friendly enough with that I would have a conversation with if I would to see them and make eye contact. So I avoided eye contact at all. I was like army crawling through the grocery store. Mm. I was spinning down different aisles. I was holding boxes up in front of my face. I was doing anything possible to not run into them just to avoid the small talk. Because I just felt like I was small.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talked out. And so I purposely avoided somebody I knew. Does that make me a jerk? Am I an a-hole? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Hannah, you think I'm a jerk. Mm-hmm. You said it. Thanks a lot, friend.
I did.
But you even said you can't have a quick 45-minute conversation because that's what it ends up being.
Right.
That was a misspeak on my part. I meant to say 45 seconds. You can just, if you see someone and they're wanting to yap and you don't want to and you're busy, you just say like, hey, I got to run. Like, let's catch up later.
But then I feel like you get roped into we should get dinner sometimes. We should get drinks and
catch
up.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because we can't catch up right now. You're so busy. Oh, my gosh. Well, what are you doing tomorrow night?
It gets worse. You're worse. Right.
It does.
And we should time. Next time Hannah tries to yap with someone occasionally, we'll all set timers. Yeah. And we'll see if she can do it in 45 seconds. We'll randomly do this. Hannah sees someone she knows. We'll set a timer. And we'll see if she does it in 45
seconds. Yeah.
What are people texting on the text line? I'm the nicest person in the world.
Sarah B. just texted in and said, speaking as an introvert, I agree with Brett 100%. There are days I would rather be shaved bald than have to do small talk. Wow. Social butterflies just don't get it.
I am an extrovert, too, so I even have worse
excuse. No, this is an introvert.
I know. I'm an extrovert, so I'm even worse. Like, she's an introvert. That makes sense. I still do it as an extrovert. I'm even worse. Mm.
That's very bad. Another text says, I don't think it's rude. I like to call it protecting my peace.
All right. Quinn, do you think I'm a jerk for avoiding people I know in public?
Oh, my God, no. I don't think you're a jerk at all, but it's for a different reason. Like, I can talk to people till I'm blue in the face. That's not an issue. My issue is that I can look cute every freaking day, and when do I run into somebody from high school that I haven't seen in 20 years when I look like a hobo?
Yeah, that's always how it goes.
It's like, I swear I don't look like this all the time.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look cute today, but am I going to run into anybody I know today? No. But I will run into them when I have no bra on, I haven't brushed my teeth, my pants are on backwards. That's when I'm going to run into people. So, yeah, I will run away from them like a spy. Like a Russian spy.
Thank you so much for the
call. That makes it a little more justifiable.
Delmo, do you think I'm a jerk for avoiding people I know in public so I just, you know, don't have to do the small talk?
Not at all. And I think it will come, too, with time and age. I did hair for 45 years, and as I got older, I just can't do it anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not because I don't like them, though. Listen, it's really not. It's just like I feel like I need to be on, give them everything they deserve for being my client, which you probably feel the same way.
Yes.
Because you're a radio personality, so I just think you can only hold that so long, even as an extrovert, and then you just don't have it to give anymore.
They're probably like, you're a lot funnier on the radio. Now that I talk to you in real life, like, what is wrong
with
you?
Mass disappointment. Yeah. Right.
And you just can't keep that level of onness all the time.
Thank you.
It's not good for you. You've got to You can't. It's just not sustainable. Sorry.
There's your excuse, Brett. I'm not on today. Gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
No, think about it. That's really all it is.
My radio signal's breaking up. Yeah. I like this move. Cheyenne, you actually have a move when you see people that you know, but you don't want to have a conversation. What's your move?
Oh, yeah. So what I do is I act like someone's calling me, and I'll instantly pick up, you know, the fake call. One time that didn't turn out very well. Someone called me while I was doing that.
Busted.
I definitely got busted that time, but I still use that move. I still do. I never believe that
anybody's on the phone. I always think it's fake.
Hannah doesn't play. Hannah's like, I would go and check it. I'd be like, well, who's that?
Flip your phone.
And no one uses it. They always use AirPods nowadays. Like, okay,
true.
So you're very suspicious. Like, you're walking around with your rotary phone pretending like you're, I just got this phone call.
They'll think you're talking to them. You can't do that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.